Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew 28. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said." This is the text. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. This morning we witness new life. That's what Easter is about. Christ has made all things new. And we hear the words of faithful witnesses who told of that wonderful and amazing morning. But that day didn't start out so wonderful and amazing in the minds of those who would witness the empty tomb. The women who were going out to Jesus' tomb did so thinking that they were just going to finish up the burial process, the rituals to make sure that Jesus was buried properly. They did not think that they would get to experience what they would experience that morning. We look back throughout God's Word and we see that starting with God telling Adam and Eve in the garden that he would send the seed of the woman to crush the head of Satan. That he would send the Son of Man, the Messiah, his own Son, would come in human flesh. He revealed his plan. Throughout the years, to Abraham, and Isaiah, and David, and all the prophets of God, they continued to reveal this plan. We see how Jesus repeatedly told his disciples that the Son of Man would be betrayed, mocked, beaten, and lifted up on a cross. He told them numerous times, "This is the plan." They didn't believe God's plan, not the particulars of it. There on Sunday morning, Easter morning, the 11 disciples are not there. Judas has already hanged himself. The women came to the tomb, but only to finish the burial ritual. They didn't expect the joy of the resurrection and participating in it. But God had a plan. The question we ask this morning, do you expect the joy of the resurrection? Or is it simply an abstract concept? We hear the words of the Old and New Testament. We hear the promises that are made, the assurances that Christ will return and raise the dead. But do you really expect that for you? The day of Easter, it's a wonderful day as we celebrate Christ, that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. There was an empty tomb in Jerusalem, and all the world speaks of it. But this day is also a reminder that God has a plan for you. And just as we have in regard to Christ, in this past week, we have been faced, within the family of our Redeemer here, we have been faced in our lives with the reality of death. I had two funerals earlier this week. But today, this morning, we are reminded that in Christ, we have the reality of life. New life has already begun in you. In baptism, God literally raised you from the deadness of your sin. And Easter is a very good time to remember our baptism. Easter and baptism go together oh so well. They're both about new life. Just as the light of Easter morning dawned on the empty tomb of Christ our Lord, and the world became a different place, as God's plan of salvation was complete, so also in baptism, in light of the light of Christ shined into the darkness of your life. He changed you forever. And God's plan of salvation is complete in the faith of your baptism. Although you and I have not yet experienced the fullness of the inheritance of the kingdom of God in the resurrection that is coming, but our salvation is complete in the faith of our baptism, in the grace that has been bestowed upon us by God Himself. In Christ's death and resurrection, our Lord came to fix the brokenness which Adam brought into the world. However, we look around and we see that problems certainly remain. There are still wars and famine, disease, natural disasters. People still suffer injuries. Since that first Easter morning, many generations have been called out of this life. There have been many funerals. Christ's death on the cross and his rising from the tomb did not turn the sinful world back into the Garden of Eden. Sin remains and will remain until the last day, when all things do come to an end and Satan and all those in league with him are finally and forever banished. The sacrifice made on the cross and resurrection on Easter morning, what it does is it frees us from the guilt of our sin and ensures us that when we are called out of this life, that the grave will not hold us either, but we will be joined with our Lord for all eternity. This has been and remains God's plan for you. Your baptism is a big part of that plan. It is where he washed away your sin. Now, it doesn't mean that all of your troubles are over because you were baptized. Satan, in fact, will try all the harder to stand between you and your Lord. And there will be illness and injury and difficulties. And unless the Lord returns within our lifetime, even the youngest among us will grow older and eventually be called out of this life also. Baptism and Easter, they are not events that guarantee long life on earth. They are gifts from our Lord guaranteeing that for his faithful children, eternal life in the resurrection of the body. This is his plan for you and me. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And the good news is, so will you. As we just sang, Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory. Alleluia. That's the message of Easter. That just as Christ is risen, we shall rise also. We hear of the glory of Jesus and the glory of heaven. And the angel who is sitting on the stone where it had been rolled away. And Matthew records his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And he says, he's not here. He is risen. As he said, Jesus had told them his plan. Yet they weren't looking for it. They didn't think it was going to be something that was real, that they would participate in. Be confident that God's plan for you is real. It is something you will participate in. The great connection between Easter and baptism is that God's baptized faithful. You are dressed in that same glory and righteousness right now in the eyes of the Father as that angel sitting there on the stone. The angel of the Lord rolls back the stone and he is arrayed in the glory of heaven, the righteousness of those who are in proximity to God shines forth. In the eyes of God, you look the same, you could say even greater than that angel. It's like we said last week as we had celebrated confirmation, you can't see it with your own eyes, but this is how God sees you right now. You are beaming with the righteousness of the risen Christ, more glorious than angels. And last week we had three confirmands, and of course they wore the white garment to symbolize Christ's righteousness upon them, just as a white garment was given to them when they were baptized as infants. But those three who confirmed the faith of their baptism last week, they were not the only ones here who were beaming with the righteousness of our Lord, because that is how all of his baptized children are clothed. This Easter morning, like every morning since the day of your baptism, you arose dressed in the glory and righteousness of Christ, more glorious than angels. Everything that God has done leading you to where you are now, it's all been a part of God's plan for you. Your baptism, your life within Christ's church, your entrance into the church triumphant in the future. Finally, the resurrection of the body on the last day. This is all God's plan for you. Amen.